Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show about where we talk about things we see on the internet but do not fact check or research anything. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my guest co-host for today, the man you most likely know for his contagious laugh, my cousin, Andrew Trent. I almost said Andrew Ballinger, that is not your name.
Different people.
The amount of spiking on the thing right now from your laugh, and it was such a subtle laugh.
Should I move it away?
You need to.
I'll turn my head when I laugh.
Okay, there you go.
I'll try to.
You all know, well, if you watch any of our vlogs, you'll know Andrew. He is our cousin. He is at almost all of our family events. We're obsessed with him. We're like best friends, more like siblings.
Yeah, we grew up really close.
Yes, we've grown up together. We grew up in the same town, so we saw each other all the time. And my dog is here behind me. Snoop's here today instead of Blaze. And that's all. So let's get into this. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
I don't have anything really to say about that holiday.
Yeah, I don't either.
What's it? It's to celebrating labor?
It's kind of weird because it's like you're celebrating. You're not really celebrating. It's just like an excuse to have a day off. But it's kind of ironic that Labor Day.
We're not laboring.
You're not laboring.
We should make it an election day. No, I want Columbus Day to turn into election day.
But it's not. But you don't vote on Columbus Day.
I know. I'm saying, get rid of it.
I agree. I don't think in this country, though, people would actually go vote. They'd just take the day off.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't have the excuse.
Did you know in Australia, I don't know if this is still accurate.
It's illegal to not vote.
Yeah, well, you can't, like, bars are closed. Like, you can't drink.
Yeah, I was talking to, when I went to Australia VidCon, I was hanging out with an Australian. And she was like, yeah, it's illegal to not vote.
Yeah. And, I mean, it makes sense. It's like,
yeah,
you're deciding your country's.
Yeah.
Past.
And she's like, you have to vote, which makes you more aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
And she's like, and it's like a full on event. It's like things are shut down.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
And they go through like impeachment. You know how our impeachment process is like
3/4.
It's impossible.
In both houses. Yeah.
They go through people like crazy. Like, oh, that person did something. Get them out. Yeah. Okay. Bring another person in. All right. Nope. Yeah. They're wrong. Get out.
For us, it's more of like a political play.
Yeah.
If anything. And then even then, it's like you rarely get anything. I think the last person to be impeached was Andrew Johnson in like 1820s.
I feel like that's, I guess, I don't know. Is Australia, do they have a split of parties as we do?
I don't know about that.
All right.
I'm not certain, but I mean, they get stuff done.
They do. They get stuff done.
It seems like a lot more than we do.
All right. Labor Day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big deal. More importantly, happy birthday to Keanu Reeves.
I really love Keanu Reeves.
I've never had anything against him. I just don't know how all of a sudden he got so internet loved.
I think it was the fact that he was so big in the early 2000s and then just disappeared.
Is that it?
That's how I feel. Because like he was just gone. People didn't have any exposure to him aside from revisiting his old projects. And then he came back and he was bigger than ever.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if the internet's still in love with him. I haven't seen anything in a while. But
nothing but good.
Happy birthday, just in case the internet is still in love with him. So he hasn't done anything wrong. But you know how like things fade out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't know. Are we still talking about Area 51? Yeah, it is fickle. So I've decided to add a new segment, which is called Current Obsessions. Andrew, is there anything you're currently obsessed with?
I kind of dabble in a lot of different things. The full
Andrew is quite a dabbler. If I do say so myself. Dabbles.
Hockey. That's always an obsession of mine.
Yeah. I'm currently obsessed with Jane the Virgin, the TV show.
Is that the one that was on ABC?
I have no idea. I watched it on Netflix. I don't know what network owns anything. Yeah. You can't.
They're pretty much all the same. I think they're like probably like two or three big companies that own everything.
Yes. So I'm currently obsessed with Jane the Virgin. Do you watch TV?
Not really.
Yeah. I just realized you watch movies and.
I used to watch a lot of like Comedy Central.
Yes, but that's true. You loved one of those two dudes.
Key and Peele.
I
love them.
Yes. You're obsessed with them. Anyway, so I just wanted to give a current obsession. That's mine, was Jane the Virgin. It's a terrible but amazing show.
What's terrible about it?
It's like making fun of telenovelas, and it has a telenovela in it. Okay. But it's like terrible, but they know, and that's what makes it so amazing.
It's like a mockumentary kind of a thing.
Yeah, well,
or that feel, essentially.
Yeah, it's like they're making fun of it within it.
Yeah.
And then it's more, it's just, it's genius. So
it's self-aware.
Yeah, I just spilled water all over myself, so.
Strong start.
So what happened this week on the internet? Well, one, I forgot Snoop's birthday.
That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one. I was sitting in my office, and I looked down, and I saw my file cabinet, and then one says, a file says Blaze, one says Snoop. And I was like, oh, Snoop's file, that has his birthday in it. I think it's in August. I opened up the file, I was like, it was 3 days ago. Ooh. I missed it by 3 days. So we had a whole birthday for him. He's 3 years old. Cinderella sparking. Oh, Snoop's got it. Oh. 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 Don't knock over the camera. Oh, sorry. We're at my mom's house filming and recording. So usually it's a little more chill in my office. Oh, look at Snoop. He's going to get
it. Attention.
He is. All right. We'll go on. They can't do anything. So last week, a bunch of YouTubers were hacked on Twitter. And this week, the CEO of Twitter, his personal Twitter account was hacked.
Really?
Yes. Now, so
typically, are they just, when someone's account is hacked, are they just posting like a couple of nonsensical or really bizarre
tweets? It's usually bizarre, racist, homophobic stuff, like, okay, this person wouldn't post this. Uh-huh. And it's just to be like, haha, I hacked you.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want something from it. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. I feel like hackers just really get the joy of being like, I hacked them.
Yeah.
I did it.
It's kind of a power play to be like, if they're doing the blackmail routine where it's like, I see, I have access.
Yeah. And you know, I wish I was that smart.
To hack?
I know, never do it. Don't do it. It's wrong. Don't do it. But to be that smart.
You know what? There are ethical hackers.
Well, yeah. Aren't they like spies?
No, it's like, for instance, a lot of like antivirus companies, they'll hold conferences and they'll basically pay hackers to try to break their software before they release it.
Do you think those hackers don't ever do anything illegal? You think all those hackers are going to these conferences?
No, they probably start, or they work for security firms full time.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like it's so easy for them to just get into a system that if like their computer, like something's running wrong or site's running wrong, like the desire for them to just kind of go around the barricades is probably so easy for them to do.
I'm sure they could get around
anything they
want. It just takes time.
Yeah. They're like at work and like a site's blocked and they're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Like they're doing.
there's always a way around.
Don't hack. It's wrong. But to be that smart.
It's unethical and illegal.
Yes. But apparently the same people that hacked, the YouTubers hacked the CEO of Twitter. He was only hacked for a few minutes, but still like no one's safe. No one's safe.
I don't like the fact, but it's, it's very funny to me that like you hear of an account getting hacked and they lose access for hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Days. Where this guy in a few minutes was like.
Well, because he's the CEO of the company.
Just funny. It's like, oh, so you could do things. People do have the access.
Because with Twitter, it's you have to get a hold of someone. And I don't have a contact at Twitter. Yeah. If I got hacked, I'd be like, Colleen!
But it just shows that the ability to rectify is there. It's just
because
you have to have the resources available for it.
Yes, for sure. So I've run into that so many times with every social media. Yeah. I'm like, I this could be fixed in a second.
Yeah.
I just have to contact the right person.
Yeah. It just kind of shows that like it was almost like a egg on your face kind of a thing for the guy, because like you got hacked and it was fixed in minutes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
YouTube will have to pay up to $200 million after violating children's privacy. I think they targeted ads at kids and you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I think I heard something about that.
I feel like YouTube and Facebook are constantly getting sued and looked into, investigated mm-hmm. by the government. I mm-hmm. feel like they're constantly doing things wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it that they're doing things wrong, or is it just that the internet's so new that they go, oh, wait, you can't do that. But there's no law set up yet.
It's a space where they can issue regulations that aren't in place.
Okay, so it's
something to do, I guess.
So they're constantly in gray areas, and so the government has to come and be like, no, that's black, no, that's white.
Yeah.
And like, cause it's,
or it's just, it kind of gives them the ability, if they're not being productive in one area, they can say, oh, well, we did this, we did that.
Like
way back when steroids were really big in baseball, and they had a congressional hearing about steroids usage in baseball, and people are kind of like, why? Like, that's not something we care about. Like, once you fix other things.
Because this one's an easier fix. Yeah, so they're like, don't look at the children in the cages.
Yeah.
We protected the children on YouTube.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. I think that's more.
There are still children in cages, and the Amazon rainforest is still on fire, just so everyone knows.
Yes. Donate.
Donate.
You still have that link up?
Ricky Dillon, I did post it on the... I'll post the links down below under this video. I don't know how to do it in the podcast one. On the listening, but in the podcast video, I will put links below.
Okay.
So a few episodes back, Andrew listens to every single episode.
I do.
So do you remember when we talked about how the MacBook Pro 2015 was being recalled because the battery would randomly explode?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now airlines are catching wind of this, and they're just banning all 2015. Oh, no, not just 2015. They're banning all MacBook Pros. Because they don't want to have to take the time.
Is it MacBook Pros with a specific battery type? Or is
no,
because
they don't want to take the time to look at each person's battery. So there's only a few airlines. Virgin Australia says you can't check it, but you can bring it onto the plane and use it, but you can't put it below the plane. Okay. And then Qantas says you can't check it or use it. So you can carry it on, but it cannot be on.
Okay.
So, like, that's the most intense one. But there's a few airlines being like, oh, yeah, we gotta ban it. Because they're not going to be like...
So they're not allowing it on the flight in any manner whatsoever. You can't check it, can't
well,
carry
no, they're,
it on.
You're allowed to carry it on, but it has to be off.
People are just going to turn it on.
But, like, the flight attendants, it's even if mine, I have a MacBook Pro, but it's 2000, the earliest version. Yeah. I don't know when this one came out. Yeah. But I have it. They wouldn't allow, like, those two airlines wouldn't allow me to... like check this and mm-hmm. Qantas wouldn't let me have it on, even though it's definitely not a 2015. They're like, I don't care, all MacBook Pros, because they don't want to have to sit and like fight people.
Yeah.
And like,
I'm curious as to why people like they're okay with it being in check or not check,
because
but
if it catches on fire and checked, no one knows until it's too late.
But if it's bin, off it
I doesn't matter, because you could have not accidentally turned it off. You could have thought you turned it off.
I guess.
But if you bring it on the plane and you're using it on your lap, you know if it catches fire. If it catches on fire in your bag, they see the smoke before it's too late.
Yeah.
So you can't check it. But I just think it's annoying that I'm like, mine clearly is not the 2015.
Yeah. It's an overreaction
yes,
to a
it
problem.
Is. But they're just trying to make sure nothing happens,
yeah.
Which I understand.
Yeah.
So apparently there's been a YouTuber union.
In Germany.
And there's a YouTuber union in Germany.
Well, they're trying to organize a union.
There are a bunch of YouTubers trying to do this.
Yeah. So basically, it's a union company or whatever their exact terminology is. But I think they're typically associated with like foundry workers and stuff like that. So
yeah.
This is a new space for them as well.
Yeah. And I feel like YouTubers have been trying. I think not Steve Green. Hank Green,
the
yes.
Green Brothers?
The Green Brothers. They tried to start a union a long time ago, and it just, like, never took off. Because I'm just going to let everyone know, you can't get a group of YouTubers to agree on this.
And the whole thing about a union is you have to have all parties
yes.
on one side involved in
teachers definitely can be... They are unionized.
Yeah. Teachers,
that's so,
firemen, police officers.
Yes, like, everyone's on the same... YouTubers, yeah. We are all over the spectrum. If it ever gets done... Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's also harder because you have so many people joining every single day.
Yes. And everyone has a different path. Everyone mm-hmm. is doing something different. Everyone, like, there's companies, there's mm-hmm. individual creators. Like, If that ever happens, that's like, that's momentous.
I don't think it will.
Also, it will never happen because YouTube made a statement saying that they will never do business with a YouTuber union.
I did not hear that. That's not surprising to me.
Because someone asked them and they're like, yeah, we'll never do business with them.
Yeah, that's not surprising to me at all.
I was like, yeah, YouTubers. Woohoo!
Because yeah. What happens if there's a strike? Yeah. Are all the YouTubers going to stop posting
no,
content?
No, but that's the thing. No, there that, would never the be a strike. There yeah. would never be a strike because no. YouTubers are like, no, that's the money doesn't, the money stops if we stop. Yeah. We have to keep going.
Exactly.
Even if we take a 2-week break, people are constantly like, go on vacation. I'm like, no, because everything dies. It plummets. And it takes, so I didn't post one day and it took me 3 weeks to get back to where I was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I missed one day of posting because I think I was vomiting or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
It took 3 weeks to get back there.
It's a grind.
It is. Right. So I don't think that'll ever happen. And YouTube is smart for saying like, well, they're mean. They're rude. But they know.
They know it's not going to work.
You guys can't do anything. We can.
Yeah.
We work for them.
Yeah.
It's
And the other aspect of it is YouTube. The profitability on their side comes from ads.
Mm-hmm.
They find ads on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry about creating content. They don't have to worry about anything else. Mm-mm. In that regard. That's all on you guys, YouTubers.
Yeah.
Whereas with like a supermarket, YouTube, if they were the supermarket, they don't have to staff the supermarket.
No.
They're going to get quote unquote scabs to come in
yeah.
and fill it. And they've got millions.
Yes. Because if all of the YouTubers right now are like, we're not posting anymore. So many other YouTubers would come on and be like,
in a second.
Okay, watch us. And everyone would be like, I'm bored. Okay, what do you got?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
the problem would be solved in hours.
Yeah, I know I'm not special. I know if I went away, someone is already replacing me before I even delete the channel.
Yeah, there's probably dozens of people that try to do the same exact thing as their favorite YouTuber.
Yeah, and it's like, you can't strike. Mm-mm. And that's the only thing unions really have. Yeah, well, it's
then,
terrible.
Then you have no power.
We have no power. Response. We can just, I mean,
voice
we can
your
say things.
That's all.
Yeah. Hope, maybe make YouTube's.
At them.
Don't hack them, Andrew.
No, at mention.
I meant to hack them. I was like, Andrew.
No.
We've already discussed. I'm not smart enough. So speaking of someone who is internet famous, but not on YouTube, to my knowledge, Ninja. Dad, did you just raise your hand? My dad is in the corner and raised his hand. All right. Oh, other man. Than my father, Ninja, the Twitch, now Mixer streamer, signed a multi-year deal with Adidas. This dude is the only...
brand deals.
Brand deals like crazy. Yeah.
Smart about it. He's well, striking while he's hot.
Yes. Apparently his book is like basically just
didn't
a
know
brand.
He had a book.
Yeah. It's just a brand extension. And it's just like.
Just like a coupon book.
Pretty much. But I'm like, he's really smart. And it's the first time I've ever seen someone switch a platform so well. I'm interested to see in 6 months how it's all going.
I got to imagine that his switch deal was significant enough to where he basically was able to hire a team immediately.
Oh, he already had a team.
Well, but like expand on that team, get outside consultations and whatnot.
Yeah.
And just hit the ground running.
Yeah. Because they're doing it right. They're keeping his name going. Because
mm-hmm.
that's all. As long as his name keeps going, then he'll keep growing on Mixer. And then, because if he just switched and then no one talked about him anymore, Mixer would die.
Yeah.
And he would die.
They saw significant growth in viewership in the wake of him joining.
I've never watched him, have you?
I haven't watched his like Twitch things or anything like that, but there's some YouTubers that I watch that play with him.
Okay.
So he's in videos with them.
Yeah.
So in an extension I have.
Does he have a YouTube channel? I can't imagine.
I think he does. I don't think he posts.
I'm sure he owns one. If he's got smart people, he owns everything with his name on it.
I noticed a lot of Twitch streamers will have... like they'll extend into YouTube and they'll basically have clip compilations.
Yeah, my agent was telling me, when he's like, when you go on Twitch, you're gonna do Twitch clips. And I'm like, yeah, that's too much work.
Yeah. It's work. I mean, a lot of these people hire editors and stuff. And
I can't bring myself to do that. I cannot bring myself to hire an editor.
I don't know if it's tremendously expensive, but I would imagine it's a full-time employee, right?
I've known people who do have editors, and it's like it takes a long time to find one that flows with you.
Yeah, and you have to review everything that they're edited and
Colleen's had editors. I know she uses Ricky Dillon right now, and she loves him, but I've seen her use editors in the past where, like, she sends them footage, and they send back footage, the edited version, and she just sits there and re-edits everything. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
So you're doing
twice. Like, you're, yeah. No, what'd you pay them for? And she's like, it's just faster if I just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's
and I just know that's how I would be. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Maybe Rick and Dylan will edit something for me. So 2 weeks ago, Lark had her puppies. Joey and Daniel's puppy, Lark.
Okay.
Their dog.
All right.
Lark.
I'm following.
Had puppies. But they didn't release it until last Saturday, but now I'm talking about it in this episode. They're the cutest puppies in the world, and I forgot how cute puppies are.
It's a husky, right?
She's a husky, but I don't know what the dad was. Okay. It was an accident of her getting pregnant. It wasn't planned.
Okay.
And so I think they're all mutts. They're adorable! I promised I'd never get a puppy again, just because I'm like...
They're a lot of work.
They're a lot of work, but also it's like the puppy stage only lasts a year, and I'd rather rescue a dog. Yeah. I'd rather adopt a dog. But my God, looking at those puppies... I want one so... I can't have one. Two dogs is my limit.
Yeah.
But oh my God, I want one so bad.
They've done a lot of videos. Not a lot of videos, but have they done like a video...
Showing everything. Yeah. They have multiple... Daniel and Joey both have multiple videos out, and they Insta story every day, and they tweet every day just pictures of these puppies. I'll show them to afterwards. They're the cute little
But the puppies aren't in play mode. They're literally just lying
they're like
there.
The size of my hand. Yeah. They're so cute because their little noses go because their eyes aren't open yet. So they're just constantly looking for nipples.
The looking around thing. Yeah.
It's adorable. So have you ever gone on TikTok?
No.
TikTok is formerly known as Musical.ly. Musical.ly? I don't know how you pronounce it. Musical.ly. I'm glad they changed it to TikTok because I can actually say that. But it inspired students everywhere.
How?
Okay. It was actually a good thing. So there was this school board that was like, hey, teachers, if you get this extra degree, we'll pay you more. So a bunch of these teachers went out and got this extra degree.
Were they paying for the schooling as well?
The teachers paid for
it. Or was it just you get more?
The teachers paid for the schooling out of their own pocket. And then once they got to the degree, the government would pay them more.
Okay.
So these teachers paid out of their own pocket to get more education, and then the government was like, nah, we don't got money to pay you guys anymore.
I knew it was going
to
be something like
and
that.
And so students got on TikTok and started talking about it and decided to form a strike, a walkout.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got the government's attention because it like went onto Twitter and it became a huge thing. So the government finally was like, fine, we'll pay the teachers, whatever. So like the walkout never happened. The strike never happened, but it got the kids... talking and it became a story. So it was like, good job, kids. But I have to say something. Whenever I hear kids, I love kids being activists. I love that you guys are getting into politics, that you're paying attention, that you're standing up for teachers. Phenomenal. But there is a part of me. Every time kids form a walkout, I'm like, you just went to school.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I mean, when I was in school, that happened once at our school.
It happened once at mine, too.
And like 90%. Of the adults that were responding negatively to it were, oh, they just want a day off.
Yeah.
And I definitely heard some kids like, I got out of school. Like,
yeah. I'm sure there are some kids who are just doing it to be like, yeah, we're getting out of school. Yeah. And I'm sure every kid has a little inkling of that in them. But the main thing was to get the voices out.
As long
out,
as the majority or an overwhelming majority are actually following through with what they're saying they're doing, I'm on board.
So proud of those kids. Activists, be involved in politics. Yeah. Learn, educate yourselves. But I was like, every time I hear of this walkout,
you can't help but think
about it. I can't help
but
think, like, he's the one day off. Yeah, there was a walkout at my school when I was in high school, and I did not know what it was for. I still don't know what it was for. And, like, kids were walking, and my...
Was it the... I think it was something on immigration.
It was, yeah.
Because I think I was a junior or senior.
I was, like, a freshman or sophomore.
Yeah.
Yep. So that makes sense. I was like, I don't know why people are walking out, but I'm going to get in trouble.
I stayed in school.
Same.
I was like, hey, you guys, I'm on board with you, but like, I got to get my grades up.
I got to learn, man. I don't know. My mom would be mad at me if she found out or like, I'm not supposed to leave
campus. I
want
to be able to go to the movies later, so sorry.
I don't want to get grounded.
Yeah.
Bad. I should have been more involved on my part, but. Anyway.
You're making amends now.
I'm making amends now. I'm using my voice for good.
Yes.
Get the children out of the cages. Okay. So you know how it was YouTube Red, now it's YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
And you have to pay to watch a bunch of YouTube's original content.
Yeah.
Now they're saying you can watch it for free, but there'll be ads.
Okay. I'll sign up.
But you don't even have to sign up if you just have a YouTube account.
Okay.
See?
So, but are they saying they're going to have ads at a much higher, more frequent rate?
Well,
or is it going to be the same as it was?
Well, with YouTube Premium, there's no ads whatsoever.
Okay.
So I'm guessing they're going to make it like TV where there's like six commercial breaks.
So basically, I'm speculating here, but it sounds like YouTube Premium is a way for YouTube to get more money and not have the YouTubers making that revenue from AdSense.
Yeah. So what happens is if someone subscribes to my channel with YouTube Premium, every time they watch my video, I get like a very small amount of money, but they're like trying to make up for the fact that they didn't see an ad.
Yeah.
And but if it's like someone subscribes and they only watch, let's say, Jenna Marbles, and they watch me once a week, but they binge watch Jenna Marbles every single day, Jenna Marbles gets a lot of their money, basically
a higher percentage of their percentage, YouTube Premium.
Yeah. Then I would probably get like a penny, even if that. But it's so weird. But because I see like I don't even know how many people have YouTube Premium.
I don't.
I don't think it's that big.
I know a couple of people, and I think if I'm not mistaken, that's coupled with YouTube TV. Is that correct?
No, I don't believe it is. YouTube TV is a completely different entity. Because I've had YouTube.
I know people
TV.
With YouTube TV, but I don't know of anyone.
I had YouTube TV for sports.
Yeah, which my friend had.
Yes,
yeah.
But I've never had premium, and because of that, I haven't been able to watch like Escape the Night or Liza Koshy's show or whatever. Because I'm like, I mind ads, and I know I think YouTubers get more money from ads than they do.
I would imagine. So.
I can only because we can put as many ads as we want on a video.
Yeah,
but if someone
with
YouTube,
you can pick the market where it happens.
Yes, yeah. And if YouTube Premium, that's just one click. And versus another person without it who watches and gets four ads, I get paid for four
ads. Well, and
there's
only a small pool for each a person who's subscribed to YouTube Premium. If it costs, we'll say, $10 a month,
yeah,
and you watch 30 different YouTubers.
Yeah, that's such a small,
it's such a small percentage that's going to go to each.
So, yeah. So, I've never been a fan of YouTube Premium, just on all sides of it, but they're saying you can now watch their shows for free, but there's going to be ads starting September 24th, but instead of all the shows being released at once, you get one a week. So they'll do it more of like a TV schedule instead of like a binge watch schedule. So I was watching Philip DeFranco and he mentioned this. He goes, I think they're trying to get people to stop pirating the shows because they're like, someone will download all of Escape the Night and put it somewhere else and everyone will just go watch it over there. And
wouldn't those get copyright claimed super quick?
Because it's
technically YouTube production, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's illegal. It's pirated.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would imagine they'd have a team.
Yeah.
Because there's not
but
a
also,
ton of
I'm like,
programs,
I'm,
right?
Yes, but people are, I think they're trying to get rid of that even happening because it's the internet.
Yeah.
Stuff gets uploaded illegally
absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely.
But Philip DeFranco was like, don't you think that they're going to be like, people are like, there's whole seasons out, but I can only watch one episode a week. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go pirate the rest of it. Like, I'm going to go watch it illegally somewhere else. Like, is it really going to fix the problem?
Or wait until it's all out at one time and then
I
watch.
Do that for Hulu shows.
I do that for shows too, yeah.
I don't know. But I was like, okay, at least the shows are available. So now I can go see what people are talking about. Because I refuse to pay. I will pay for Netflix. I will pay for the highest Hulu. But I will not pay for YouTube.
I don't like that they have... A lot of these services have so many different tiers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like. Just give me like a base and a high end. Like,
have you ever signed up for Sling TV?
No. I thought about it, but I was kind of like.
They have like. And DirecTV, everyone does.
It's the same
Dish
as with
Network,
the cable company.
Yeah. You have like 12
so different,
packages. And
yeah.
I'm like. And they're like, you could also add this for $5 extra. And I'm like, I might as well get the bigger package.
And
what
they
are you talking
about? They put things, they like spread out the packages.
Yes.
Where you have like one channel that you want in one package and another in another
That's
package.
That's what they do for sports.
Yeah.
Always.
You can't get one sports package where it's NHL, NFL, NBA,
no, it's
MLB.
Like ESPN's over here, NBA's over here, NFL's over here.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. And it's like you got to pick and choose which ones you actually want to watch.
So, whatever. All right. Last bit of news that I have today. Unless, Dad, you have any you'd like to add, if you would like to raise your hand over there. This doesn't have to do with the internet, but I just saw this, and I was like, yeah, duh. U.S. public officials warned the dangers of vaping following a spike in lung-related illnesses. Did people think vaping was healthy?
I didn't.
No!
I mean, if you're putting any sort of smoke or anything like that into your lungs, that's not good for you.
No, I'm going to say I'd much rather someone smoke an e-cigarette than a cigarette.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to deal with, like, the secondhand smoke as much.
It's better for the surrounding people.
Yes.
But it's still bad for that person.
Yeah, you're not throwing your butt on the ground.
Yeah.
I hate that. Stop throwing your butts on the ground.
Yeah. I agree.
Put your butt in the trash. But it's e-cigarette. It still has cigarette in the name, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still bad for you.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe, like, people were like, oh, my God, my little Juul's bad for me.
It's also kind of annoying, in my opinion. Like, when I see somebody vaping or whatever, I just kind of get this, like, ugh.
Like, just, you don't need it. You do you, but if you thought that was going to stop you from getting a lung disease.
It's not healthier.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a different, it's just
a different form, different medium.
Anyway.
Yes.
So, Dad, did you have any news to add? Andrew, did you have anything? Did you see anything?
You know what? Twitch has been on an absolute run.
Twitch?
Of suspending accounts.
Really?
Yeah. I've heard of like four or five.
Because of porn stuff?
There was one guy, I guess he was a Polish YouTuber, or not YouTuber, sorry.
I thought
Twitch
you were
going
to say pole
streamer.
Dancer, and I was like really excited for you to talk about this man.
TOS.
Okay.
No, he was interacting with his streamers, and somehow the term baby rash got brought up, and he was Polish, so English isn't his first language. So he went on Wikipedia and looked up diaper rash.
Rash.
So he looked up diaper rash, and then it like took him to another link where it had a picture of diaper rash, and it showed like an infant's butt, and it was on screen for like a second or less.
He got suspended for that.
I don't know how long the suspension was for, but it was just like immediate.
Cause hold on.
Yeah, but I mean. And then there's other people that are just, you know, it seems like very minuscule things. And Twitch is just responding super aggressively.
Sharing your screen, I realize, can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Because I share my screen sometimes when I'm streaming. And it's like the internet. You never know where the internet's going to take you.
Yeah.
I could pull up my Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And like the amount of buttholes I see on my Twitter feed is unreal.
Yeah, and there's not much you can do to control it.
No, I mute the people or I unfollow people. If you post porn, I'm going to unfollow you or mute you just because I don't want to.
It happens.
I have little niece and nephews and I open my Twitter next. I have my dad. Open my Twitter next too. I don't want them to see just porn buttholes and.
Yeah. Like.
Boobies flopping around.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was one. Another streamer got into a massive tiff with Instagram because she accused them of like taking down her pictures and blackmailing her with them or something. Some like third party contractor.
Oh,
there's been a lot of drama.
There is a lot of drama. Did you see that hoax that people were like posting the I do not give Instagram the right to use my pictures? And it was just like. People, do you think screenshotting and posting that is really going to...
It's not legal, no.
It's not... That doesn't do anything.
No. And it's not a notarized document or anything.
No.
It's funny, the head of the Energy Commission for the United States government fell for it.
People are so stupid.
It.
Yeah, there were famous people falling for it. And I was like, does your publicist not call you yelling at you
I
after you post that?
I had several friends post it, and I almost commented on several of them, like, come on, man, really?
Like, I was like, Ellen posted a fake one of her making fun of it. And I was like, see, Ellen knows.
Yeah.
Ellen knows. Actually, I do have one bit of news left, and that's to talk about our sponsor for the day. La, 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 la. Sponsor. That's sponsored today is HelloFresh, which is America's number one meal kit service. They make home-cooked meals simple with their step-by-step recipes with pre-measured ingredients. It's so simple. Andrew, I think you could actually do it.
I'm a terrible cook.
No, I am too. We're going to talk about this later because someone has a question about how you and I get out of being helpful in the kitchen.
Not easy.
Because every holiday, Andrew and I escape the kitchen and just the only time we're in it is to eat.
Yeah.
And we never help with cooking. It's because we can't. But I could do this, Andrew. And
okay.
I think you could too.
Okay.
Each meal takes just around 30 minutes and you could make a delicious meal a part of your week every week for just like 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes a day.
That's not too bad. is the prep time pretty significant?
Yeah, because they prep it for you.
Oh, so there's very little prep time.
They pre-measured everything, man.
That's my big thing about cooking is I don't like to take the time.
Oh, yeah, because in cooking shows, they're like, it only takes 5 seconds to make this. I'm like, you spent like 3 hours cutting all that up.
Yeah. I didn't even do it. A team did it for
me. I'm like, I don't have that many glass bowls to have everything pre-chopped.
All the dishes afterward. Oh.
No. So break out of your dinner rut with 20 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. And there's something for every type of eater. You could be a picky eater, a vegetarian, a meat eater, whatever. They're flexible and they're flexible with their add-ons. You can add things. You can add cookie dough, apparently.
Okay.
And they make it really easy to change your delivery days, your food preferences, and you can skip a week whenever you need. Like if you're going out of town. You're like,
that's really convenient.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want my food to sit there for 5 days while I'm out of town.
Go without use.
Yes. So, smart. There you go. So if you want $80 off your first month, go to HelloFresh.com/AllThingsInternet80 and use the promo code AllThingsInternet80. You get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. I want that to be their theme song. I don't know why. But that's HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/AllThingsInternet80, the name of the show, and then 80, because you get $80 off your first month.
That's actually a pretty good deal. I have a friend who is trying to convince me to do something similar to that, try and lose some weight, because I've been trying to get that under control.
They have healthy things.
Yeah, and, you know, with something like that.
They have a calorie counting meal section.
Yeah, I might have to jump on that.
Do it.
Finally pull the trigger on it.
Do it. It's easy. All right, we're going to move on to the game section.
Here we go.
Andrew said he didn't care what game. I feel like I just played Mad Gabs, so I was going to say we're going to try First Word.
Okay.
It's one of the first games I've ever played on this podcast. Right. Andrew's been listening for a long time. I'm going to see how well you do compared to my mother. Okay. So First Word is just, I say a word, and Andrew has to, without thinking, just say the first word that pops into his head. Okay. It's an association game, and we'll just go back and forth until one of us dies laughing, or just dies.
Sounds good.
Ready?
All right.
Water bottle.
Water.
Pumpkin.
Seed.
Patch.
Ground.
Cockroach.
Bug.
You.
Disgusting.
I'm out. You stay so calm.
Yeah, your mom. Aunt Gwen gets very flustered very quick. Probably by the second one. With water bottle, you got me for a second. I was like, oh no.
Well, my thing is, she gets so flustered that I have time to think of my next word.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever she says, I'm just going to say this. I'm really bad at this. We're going to move on to questions. You're too good at the games.
All right.
Rebecca wants to know what Andrew's favorite ice hockey team is.
Colorado Avalanche.
Andrew likes Colorado teams.
My mom's from Colorado.
Okay, so there you go. I understand.
Good one.
Thank you. Anonymous Colleen wants to know, how old are you? And I mean this in a very nice way.
I just turned 31.
Happy birthday!
Yay!
Andrew and I always had to sit at kids' tables together. Mm-hmm. Oh, my card is full! Hold on 1 second! If you're watching this, I apologize. I accidentally deleted the middle portion of this. Obviously, I still have the audio because it's an audio recording. But you just had a black screen for a while sometimes.
Let
your
imagination just run with all the hand motions and stuff that we do.
Maybe we'll put up pictures. Maybe I'll be too lazy when I edit this. We'll see.
We'll find out.
My dad is over there making jokes.
It's not YouTube
you can't
Red
hear.
Anymore.
Anyway. Angela wants to know if we were close as children.
Absolutely.
Yes, we were very close as children. Yeah. Still are today.
Played spies, army men.
We played a lot of spies in army. Andrew's the only cousin that likes sports, or he's the only person in the family besides my dad that likes sports.
Yeah.
So he and I got along real well. Yeah. We played a lot of sports together.
Yeah, for sure.
Quentin wants to know if you listen to Queen music.
Queen is in the band? No. I'm kind of out there on my music listening.
Yeah, this is one thing Andrew and I don't agree on is music.
Yeah.
He listens
listen to almost anything.
You listen to like death metal,
though. Death metal, technical death metal, symphonic metal. I'm very
there's
much
more in, metals than just death metal?
So many different genres.
I
do so many.
Not know
like,
this.
Probably 20, 30 plus subgenres. It's
what?
Extensive.
It all just sounds like
some of them do that. Yeah. You know what? There's also instrumental metal where there's no vocals whatsoever. That's how you get into it.
That's just classical.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sarah wants to know if you're single.
I am.
There you go. Okay. And Diana wants to know, Andrew, do you love Christmas as much as the other members in your family?
Absolutely.
I didn't know you come to all the Christmas events. I just didn't know if you had the same Christmas joy as the rest of us.
It's in a different manner. So I'm not. It's not so much like the seasonal aspect of it.
You just like seeing the family.
I like
all the
seeing
time.
The family. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I worked in retail for 8 years.
I was gonna say this. I was thinking. I was like, I bet Andrew doesn't love Christmas as much just because you were in retail for so long.
I don't like certain aspects of it for sure. There's some that where I get triggered. Like if I go Christmas shopping, I don't like
My dad revealed on his podcast he loves going to the stores during Christmas.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Didn't even work retail and I can't do it.
Yeah, I'll do one trip where I go to like two or three stores and that's it.
Yeah. Nope.
And it's I'm in and out in 20,
Amazon
30 minutes.
Was created for those who work in retail.
Yes. You don't have to deal with people. It's phenomenal.
Tilly C wants to know, is cereal soup? Why or why not?
No.
Why not?
Because soup to me is less about the substance and it's more about the liquid itself. So it's a flavored liquid.
So why milk? Your milk is being flavored by the cereal.
Yeah. So
isn't that a soup?
But the cereal without milk is still cereal. But milk without cereal is milk. Correct?
Okay, so you're saying a potato in a stew.
It's a stew.
But this potato by itself is a potato.
Yeah.
So, okay. Like, so because we call cereals the same with or without milk, it just tastes different.
Yeah.
So therefore, it does not make it a soup.
Correct. Whereas if you eat like tomato soup, it's tomato that is liquefied, basically.
So tomato soup isn't a soup.
No, it is
because it's tomato with or without the soup. And you're saying cereal, cereal with or without the soup.
It doesn't need an additional item to become essentially.
Well, if we called it cereal soup, it's the same thing as calling it tomato soup.
Maybe. I classify soup as like more liquid than substance. And there's more substance in a cereal.
Okay. So is it a stew?
It would be more of a stew, in my opinion, yeah.
That is disgusting.
I know, right?
Andrew and I love debating, even if we don't care about the topic.
One of us will play devil's advocate just
always.
To argue.
We constantly, our most famous debate is if all pranks are evil.
They're not.
I'm saying all pranks are rooted in evil.
No.
Yes. And because you're getting enjoyment out of someone else's, like, downfall.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
I mean, it could
when
not be a downfall.
Yes. When you prank someone, you're tricking them.
Yes.
And you're laughing at, ha ha, I tricked you.
Or at the reaction of said person.
Because they were tricked.
Yes.
So you're laughing at them reacting to the fact in which they were tricked.
But trickery is not inherently evil.
Yes, it is.
No.
You're lying to someone.
If it's
and the Bible says!
If it's for malicious intent, I agree.
See, that's where he always goes to malicious intent. I'm saying pranks, I don't like pranks. Some pranks I get are funny because all of us have a little evil in us. We ain't Jesus.
Yeah, no, of course.
So
we're flawed.
Yeah, we are. So we all have a little evil in us. Mm-hmm. And that's when we prank someone, a little evil is going into it because we're laughing at the expense of another human's
But would you consider
emotions.
Mischievousness evil?
Yes.
See, that's
it's mischievous.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily evil.
Yes, it is. You're doing something wrong.
It's not good.
What is your definition of good? Yeah, not good.
But that doesn't mean it's not evil.
So you're saying it's neutral.
Yeah.
What is the definition of mischievous to you?
Mischievous is like kind of like playfully tomfoolery.
Oh,
like,
you're going to throw playful at me.
Yeah. Yeah. In a sense. Yeah.
But playfully doing what?
Playfully. See, I can't explain it without using the word trick.
Exactly, because it's evil. It's wrong. It's not good. Therefore, there's evil. I'm saying there's different degrees of evil.
For sure, but to me, evil is like you are trying to hurt somebody. So that's where my definition differs from yours. Is I'm purely basing it on
someone
hurtful.
Physically or emotionally?
Physically or emotionally.
So you think when someone gets tricked, there is not a single ounce of them that is emotionally hurt?
Person to person.
So if someone pulled a trick on me, if someone pulled a prank on me,
I would think it's probably evil because you are so against that.
So any prank on me is evil.
Yeah.
But do you like pranks?
I do.
So if I pulled a prank on you, it wouldn't be evil.
Yeah. As long as there was no malicious intent or there was no significant harm delivered.
I still don't agree with
him. For instance, if I had a computer,
mm-hmm.
desktop computer, and you opened up that computer,
yeah,
and you disconnected the power supply, there is no harm being done to that computer.
But you would get frustrated. You would have a negative emotion towards my prank. Therefore, it
initially,
is evil.
Initially. But I know I would react at finding out, being like, ah, she got me. Why was I?
So
why didn't I look at that?
You find your frustration humorous.
At times.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think you're weird.
It's like when I'm playing hockey, like every once in a while, I'll be going to take a shot during a game and I'll what's called fan on the puck, where basically you're going for a shot and you miss it. You fan over the puck.
Okay,
it
you
slides,
miss.
It slides off the blade, yeah. And I'll get back to my bench and my teammates will chirp me about it. It's basically making
fun of you.
Yeah, and I'm laughing along with them. I'm making jokes at my own expense as well. Doesn't hurt me. It's like, oh, yeah, I messed up.
Do they ever go too far?
No. No.
Do you think it's because you have thick skin?
No.
Okay, so you're saying anyone else could take that same amount of banter?
From what I've been issued, yes, for sure.
I will agree with you that I think it differs between people.
Yeah.
But I think all pranks have somewhat evil in them, to an extent. I think the majority of the things we do as humans, there's evil inside of.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm saying you think that not all pranks have even just a little evil.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Same.
We're going to move on to the final question of the day. Emily asks how you and I got out of helping during family gatherings. We talked about this for a millisecond.
So this is an art.
This is an art. And what are some tasks that we're happy we got out of? So
I hated peeling potatoes.
I love peeling potatoes.
I hated it.
So Andrew and I both somehow got out of helping in the kitchen. Because we both just suck at cooking.
Yeah.
We both just suck at it. But even if you suck at it, you can still help and do stuff like peel potatoes.
Yeah.
But I think you and I have just became such a nuisance in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That we forced them to kick us out.
Yeah. Basically, it took a long time.
Oh,
it
took a long time to get this, guys.
You offer to help.
Uh-huh.
You're given some menial tasks that.
Yeah. Take the trash out.
Do this, do that.
And then the evil side of you has to come out a little.
A little bit. You got to be clever about it. But
yeah.
Like me, I hover. So
yeah.
I'd be peeling potatoes and I'd stand too close to Stephanie. And she'd hit me and be like, get away from
Stephanie's
me.
A sister. During family gatherings, it's Stephanie, my sister, and my mom in the kitchen usually.
Yeah.
And then Andrew and my dad usually is the one that peels potatoes or takes out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
We've been, yeah. Oh, or it's just like, can I have a bite of that?
Yeah. That's the other thing I do. So like... you need a taste test. I'll ask a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, we're busy. Get away. Go
just
away.
Just always stand right where you know they're going to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you know they're about to open the oven, you stand in front of the oven.
If you're in the way, you're not helpful. If you're not helpful, get out of the kitchen.
That's always what they say. If you're not helping, get out.
Yeah.
So, and then Andrew and I did have a rule for a long time of don't pick up a baby unless its life is in danger.
Yep.
I've broken that rule. I kind of got attached to the kids.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I got attached to the children. But no one asked me to babysit still. I have still set that standard where no one asks me to babysit. Therefore, when I do very rarely offer it, I seem like the greatest human on the planet.
Yeah.
Whereas if my dad or my mom is like, oh, I'll babysit. They're like, yeah.
But you also have
have
a very well set out.
Yes.
Whenever you offer.
Yes.
To babysit, because a lot of the times you're offering to babysit words are hard.
Yes.
I got to say it in the podcast.
Words are hard.
Smaller children. I'm just going to go smaller children.
Yes.
And because you have two very large dogs who are very active, most parents probably would say,
Yep. So I'm always like, no one can come to my house.
Yeah.
And I can go to yours, but I got to get home.
Yeah,
I got to leave by this time.
It's sorry.
It took years for us to set this up, and we succeeded.
But it was done seamlessly, and I think up until this point, they were none the wiser.
Yes.
But luckily, I don't think many of them listen to the podcast.
No, no one does.
All right, we're safe still.
Except my dad.
Uncle Tim?
He's in the room.
You keep your mouth shut.
Oh, yeah, my dad can't keep his secrets for life. My mom's in on it. My mom knows. And that's the only person he tells secrets to. So it took a long time, but we got there. And we're always the first people to get served.
Because everyone else is, we'll try to be polite. We'll let other people get the food first.
Food's ready.
And we're going, you know what? I'm just going to bite the bullet. I'm going to set the tone. Food's ready,
because
guys.
We don't have kids in our hands. Mm-mm. And we're not helping anything. So we are ready when that food is ready.
Yep. I think last Thanksgiving was the first time that I wasn't first or second in line.
Really?
To get food, yeah.
Who beat you?
Trent.
Oh, Trent. Yeah. Another one who's gotten away without having to help.
Yep. He just swooped in and took it.
Oh.
And I had to wait.
All right. So that's all the questions, the time, and the topics we have for today. Thanks for joining,
Andrew.
My pleasure. Do you have anything you'd like to add at the end of this?
No, just be good. Be a good person.
There you go. You know, like and subscribe. Try not to do things with significant amount of evil in them.
Just as long as it's done in jest. And you're not.
Who's jest? Okay, my thing with pranking is you have to know whom you're pranking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't just prank everyone the same. I will say that.
I 100% agree with
that. You cannot prank me.
Absolutely.
I don't like it.
I agree.
And so April Fool's is the worst holiday in the world.
I don't like April Fool's. I don't like St. Patrick's Day as well because people pinch you.
Oh, God.
And it's like.
No, can we get rid of that?
Yeah.
Can we just, as a rule.
I want to know what the origin of that tradition of pinching people is. Like,
drunk people.
Yeah, but, like, was there just one drunk person who was, like, really going at it?
I have to say, I was at Teenie's house near St. Patrick's Day or on St. Mm-hmm. Patrick's Day, and someone came up to her son and was like, oh, you're not wearing green, and pinched him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, why did you pinch me? And he was about to say, because you're not wearing green, and Teenie went, shh! Because
don't
he wanted
teach him
to!
That. Don't
and
teach him that!
He's like, go
away! That's just a bad person.
So she is not letting her son know why people
good.
Were pinching him.
Good.
She was like, you pinch my son, he will pinch every child.
In my opinion, that would be an evil prank because you are just pinching somebody.
That's
just
not
to be
evil
mean.
Prank. That's just evil.
You're being mean.
Did you see that video online where this chick like stabbed some boy in the face?
What?
I saw it and I literally
like,
got this
like
sweat and chills.
Them?
Yeah, this
like a real
crazy,
knife?
Yeah, had a butcher knife in her hand. Walks past this family. His mom's holding her son's hand. His dad's holding this other kid's hand. She walks past, takes a step back, shortens the knife. So it's like only 2 inches out instead of the whole like 8-inch butcher uh-huh. knife. And just grabs his face and stabs him twice and walks away. And the dad starts to go after her. And she puts the knife in his face and he jumps back. And the kid had to have surgery.
Wow. Where did this happen?
I don't know. I got chills and started sweating, had an anxiety attack after I watched it, so I had to go outside and mow the lawn. But it got dark, and I only mowed half the lawn.
Evil. That's evil.
That is pure
evil. That's pure
evil.
See, that's where, I start to be like, you're an evil person.
That's just evil.
That's just something
evil.
Wrong.
There's something very wrong.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
That's not a good prank.
That's not a prank.
Yeah, it's true.
Depends of who you stab. All right, guys.
Has that person stabbed somebody before? Like, come on.
All right, we're going to end that with that beautiful, beautiful note. Remember to check out HelloFresh.com/allthingsinternet80. I love you guys. And what does my mom say at the end? I forgot.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.